How do you have a piss or what are you doing? I thought you said you're going to have a piss.
No.
No, you can't have a piss when it gets hard, man. You know that.
I'm about to tell you, this ain't a piss right now. When I sent you that message saying, oh, I'm going to take a piss real quick, that's translation for I'm going to go jerk off real quick. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey, man, there's some fine-ass Aussie women out there.
God, Wayne, I think I'm ready to move to Australia now.
And you wonder why CJ came down here.
Wow. You know, when I see shit like this, I go like, why the fuck am I in a relationship?
You can send all the religious signs on your phones and shit. This makes me believe there's a God.
It's God now. Woo, look at the ass.
You put that chick on a cross in any church, and I'll go and get on my knees any day of the week. I'd
go to the church of all three of these women if they had their own separate churches. My Lord, woo!
You imagine trying to work with that, man. It's very distracting. It's especially when you come in last night after I've already worked with you, and you got a little tiny white mini skirt on. Nah, I'm like, oh my god, damn.
See, I've never worked with a hot chick. So every job's supposed to have one. I never even had one at one or whatever, at least. So, you know, when if they ever put me in something like this, shit. Sexual harassment suits on my way.
Hey, you know what? It will be fucking worth it.
Simple. One time at this old company I used to work with, this ugly chick tried to say, P1 sexually harassed me. I remember telling the boss, like, come on now, look how ugly she is. You really think I would fucking... And clearly I...
Yeah, like, I've got standards.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly I had to leave that job after saying that, because apparently that's also discrimination as well.
Oh, sorry. Not only sexual assault, discrimination as well.
Yeah. Fuck them. She was ugly. Anyway. I was like, that bitch couldn't even open up her eyes and shit. She wasn't even Asian either and couldn't open her eyes.
What? She couldn't open her eyes.
Yeah, she couldn't open them eyes. She looked like she was on a constant high and shit.
What was she? If she thought you were sexually harassing her, maybe she was.
I don't know. She was ignorant. That was just, she was an ignorant bitch. That's all. But she didn't look nowhere near as hot as this chick. Woo!
Oh, but she is. I mean, every person at work, just like that. Oh, she's fucking gorgeous. She really is.
I don't blame them. I do not blame them. Woo! Oh my! I love this second one you sent me though. Oh!
Oh, the grope thing. Like, God damn it!
CJ meet any of these chicks?
Oh no, he didn't. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because he'd have fucked all your chances.
So I feel like that line. Remember that line in Total Recall? The Benny's filling up the chick with the three tits. Like, yeah, you make me wish I had three hands.
I thought you were going to say that line from RoboCop, bitches leave.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I'd be saying that to the other. No, those two can stay.
If I come to Australia, this is going to be my first thing. Wayne, take me to CDC.
And I'll be like, no, absolutely not. I've quit that place.
It'd be like, no, we got to eat first. People are fuck eating. I need to eat some pussy.
Yeah, wow. What do I get the feeling? If I brought you into work, I wouldn't be lasting long in that job afterwards.
Well, I was about to say, you bring me to work, shit, you're gonna lose me. You'd be like, alright, P1C, right? My boss,
yeah, like, walk in the door, like, where's P1? He's gone.
Yeah, you're like, where's P1? You just see me on the counter talking to this shit. Hey, girl, what's going on? Yeah, I can make you an American if you want.
You know what, though, the sad part is? She's a lot younger than both of us, so it's...
Oh, how old? How old are we talking here?
I take a guess. A lot of people don't know she looks older than what you expect.
No, actually, she does. Actually, no, all three of them look kind of like 20, 21-ish.
Yeah, go younger.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 19? Yeah, see,
we're turning into Chicago, CJ and Z.
I was going to say, we're turning into CJ and Z now? Jesus Christ. Wow, mystery secrets have been revealed all this week for everyone here.
Let's just say, let's just say over 17, but below 20.
19?
A bit low.
18? God damn!
I know, and you're like, when I found that out, I'm like, oh, we're talking one day, and she's like, oh, yeah, I finished school. And I'm thinking, yeah, meaning like college or TAFE or this shit. But, oh, yeah, it's really good. So what have you been studying? Oh, no, I'm talking like high school, mate. Oh, okay. Like, shit. Fuck.
You know what's sad about that is,
and that's when you just tell yourself in your head, you know, age is just a number. Age is just a number.
Like, you know what's almost sad when I'm almost 10 years older than her. I'm just like, damn. You know it's bad when I'm older than you.
Hey, motherfucker, I am more than 10 years older than her, and you know what? I still don't give a shit. I'm sorry.
And you know, first thing to come out of my mouth is, girl, you 18? All right, now. That's what I'm talking about. Party time.
You'd be, all right.
I can show you the world, girl. All right. Shit. Call me the panty dropper.
Oh, but seriously. But women like that, I don't care what age. I'm sorry. The thing is, not only is she, like, fucking gorgeous, very smart, and very mature for her age. So it's confusing. It's not fair. Don't confuse people.
She got some hot-ass green eyes, too.
She is, like, seriously, the perfect fucking woman.
But I'm not going to lie. Her friend here in that gray, that ass is just... Them legs, man. Woo! I'm a leg man. I love me some legs.
Oh, she got those long-ass legs. Yep.
My God, dude. You can wrap me in a head scissor real quick and head tornado my ass every day.
Head tornado your ass.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Human tornado my ass. Got to.
Ooh, I forgot about man. I forgot about. I just found the other one that she had on where?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to send this right on Sky. This is a little bikini number, which...
Oh, woo! Oh, God. Wait, I'm having a heart attack. Call 911.
You have a heart attack or a heart on?
Both. Ambulance get here, they'd be like, oh, he's died. And his dick's still up in the air. It's just like...
It's like, give him mouth to mouth or mouth to penis, one or the other.
Give him mouth to penis. In my heaven, they wake up with a penis. Shit. Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, hold on, let me catch my breath real quick. Catch my breath. Woo! Jesus Christ!
See, look, I am not a religious man, as I said, but Mike, there has to be a God when I see stuff like that. There just has to be.
I don't even know this chick's name. I'm just typing in shit now. Just
yeah, I'm not going to type it. I'm not going to mention a name on the show because that gets me fired straight away.
Oh, that's fucked up. That don't count. That's bullshit. That's okay.
You know what? I tell you what. If we ever get any fire up merchandise or shirts. I got a feeling I don't know who's going to be mulling that shit.
Skype, you got it.
I tell you, it's God again. He's like, how dare you perv on this young girl?
No, you know that. You know, straight up, what just happened, why it dropped out, is because Skype literally just said, change your password. I said, you got it.
There is a God. He's sitting up there going, we got to stop this fire up. We got to prevent this shit. And right at the moment, I was telling you, we get fired up shirts. I know who's going to be molding that shit.
Hell yeah. I had just clicked on the link, people, and I was logging in to go to the link as well. And Skype straight up said, your account has been suspended, so please sign in a new password. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
They don't want you to get nominated. And you know what? Okay, you know what's fucked up, too? I realize we've already done more than 10 shows.
Yeah, I thought about that last night. I was like, wait a minute, we did do Jordan's.
Because we had the two bonus shows before us called Fire It Up. And then we did Fire It Up once. So, congratulations, 10 shows already.
Yeah, that's right. See, people, we was doing, this is a trick. We was just doing this for y'all. You know that.
We're just doing it because we got nothing else better to do. Mainly because now we want to talk about these chicks.
We want to talk about titties now.
titties. You know what? The other worst is, after we finish this show, I'm going to go to work. You know, the first woman I'm going to see, she'll be fucking right there.
Oh, you should tell her, hey, I got this show you should check out. It's from my black friend in America or whatever. Yeah, him and his stuff.
Fuck you. I don't care about you. I'm going to promote you.
Brother out here, man.
I'm going to get, you know what, I guarantee you, we send photos of her to all the fucking fans. My God, votes galore.
Bye, Sammy. Sorry.
Fuck off. Sorry, Sammy. You got nothing on this chick.
Unlike,
the thing is, I keep going to mention her name. I'm like, oh, shit, better not.
Unlike Jordan, I'll straight up tell you why I hired her. Look at her ass. That's why.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know what? The thing is, though, she is actually rather funny. But bringing her on the show, it's going to be like a massive Sammy effect where we won't be paying any attention to anything else on any show ever again.
You know what? To test this, maybe we should bring her on Fire It Up. How about that?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
I'm just thinking, yeah. I can't really see us firing it up much on anything else but asking her questions about her sex life.
Yeah, you know what? I got it. Fire It Up presents... The return of Jungle Love.
Oh,
one day, one show exclusive. The return of Jungle Love, and we get into her love life. How about that? We ask her serious questions.
Yeah, okay. You know the more fucked up thing is, I don't know how experienced she is with this kind of thing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I've got a feeling she has experimented, but yeah.
With them two chicks.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to say it. It was the first time for everything, girl.
First time for everything, girl.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
The choice is yours. I'm a warrior.
I won't be saying the choice is hers. I'll just be saying the choice is mine. Now, come on. Let's get going.
Shit, this Burger King, bitch. I'm going to have it my way. Shit. Man. Hey, you know what? People. You tell me if you want to see this happen. This chick on the show, Fired Up Presents for One Night Only, Jungle Love. The Return of Jungle Love. How about that? And we ask her the serious dating questions that only me and Wayne can ask that are professional, profound, and phenomenal. The three P's.
The three P's, okay.
That's right. Penis, pussy, and...
And you know what? I bet you they got nothing like this on Double Toasted or Film Scrotum.
You can't have that with Tommy on there. Come on now.
Oh, gonna. You know what? Is it true? Is Martin stepping away from that a bit or what? If he steps away from it, what's the point? Seriously. You got Corey talking to his mirror, pretty much.
Corey talking to his mirror. You know what? I need to get Martin on Fired Up, and we need to ask him. We gotta ask him the serious question, Martin.
You know what? We should do that. We haven't had any guests on here before, but you know, as you said, eventually we should get like interventions done where we bring people in and just rip into them. Martin, I think, could be the first one. That'd be interesting.
And you know what? See, the thing about Fired Up too is like people's like, oh, you guys had guests before. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Fired Up though. If we do get guests on here, it's not going to be the simple questions that we've asked on other shows. We're going to get into people's asses.
Gonna. I tell you what. Yeah, Barbara Walters ain't got nothing on us. The questions we'll be asking.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn right. The questions we're going to be asking, we're going to get straight to the point. So did you fuck them or not? Come on. Let's answer the question.
How many times have you had sex? How many times have you done drugs?
How many times did you wish Tommy was gone, Martin? Come on,
Is Tommy like Ultron with strings on him?
Yeah. It's got that hoodie on and shit, just walking the desert. It's Megatron. He said he's Ultron.
Yeah, Ultron. He's like, Ultron, yeah, there are no strings on me. It's him. He's a puppet.
I just now caught that. I was like, you call him Ultron? I got tons of strings on me, boy.
I got tons of strings, and Corey's the puppet master, see? which makes Corey Tony Stark, which, no.
If Tommy's supposed to be Tony's replacement, then damn.
Yeah. What? Tony's replacement is Tommy. Oh my god.
then damn. Like
I said, and Corey, my god, have you let things go down since Spill?
It's all because of that 20.
Okay. Just think of this. Just say, Double Toaster gets nominated, and Tommy wins over us.
They can't get nominated because they didn't do it before January 1st. That's one of the rules. Number two, Tommy wins before me. I'm gonna be fucking pissed. Man. I'm fucking throwing a goddamn temper tantrum because I'm sorry. That we've already said it before, but that nigga don't add shit to them shows.
Yeah. I'm not gonna argue with that. He's probably a very nice guy.
I'm not as up to date on most all the shows or whatever, but some of the ones I've heard guests get on there and was better than him.
Oh no, seriously, they are the better shows. Why the fucking hell is my brother mates with that fucking guy? I just noticed that.
Jesus,
Luke,
they probably
is mates on with Tommy on Facebook.
Oh well. Luke was high, that's why. Luke was high.
I like this. Co-host and editor at doubletoasted.com. Motherfucker, you don't do anything co-hosting over there. You're just sitting there.
You know, all you gotta do is take out that H and put an A in there, and yeah, he's coasting all right.
Yeah,
he's coasting through the show.
He's like, yeah, Corey. Yeah, it's good, Corey.
Hey, did you see that? I saw that question on the darkness. Someone asked him, it was like, hey, CJ, how do you feel Tommy took your job?
Hey, you know, CJ's actually trying to get on there. He's heading to Austin sometime soon. He's trying to get a double toast. I'm like, good.
That nigga ain't getting on there.
I said, please just tell him the truth. He's like, Tommy, what the fuck you doing on this show?
You know CJ ain't gonna say that. Number two, CJ is gonna be too fucked up to realize, oh yeah, I'm in Austin, because they live out here, whatever and shit. Number two, so you know that none of that shit's ever gonna happen.
Especially like the last time he was on a couple of call ones, and he forgot to mention, and Max, what's his name, Max JJ, fucking Jordan, got pissed off with him because he didn't mention anything about Max Cast on it, and all this shit.
Like, I want to say that was before I came on, right? Because I remember, one of you guys had told me about that. I think it was you, yeah. And I was laughing. I was like, what does he care?
Because it was meant to be, like, free publicity. And it was like, one, CJ's a fucking hopeless moron who ain't going to be, he's got no idea.
Exactly. If you look at the CJ to promote, then
you're relying on CJ to promote. That's like relying on a fucking chainsaw to undo your pants with a fucking zipper.
That's like relying on Melissa McCarthy to teach you how to lose weight.
how to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not going to work out, you know? It just doesn't work out. I mean, this nigga's been doing The Darkness for over a year now, and he still can't get the name of the site right?
Okay, I'm surprised he gets the name of the fucking show right.
Still, you know why? It's one word. That's why.
One word, yeah. You know, I just realized this is going to be our last show for a while, because this is the end of our marathon, man.
Yeah, that's right. Our end of our week-long marathon, and we've been knocking them out day by day, our daily fired up, if you will. How about that?
It's been five fucking shows, I think. Five shows back to back. Or at least four. I can't remember. I lost count.
Yeah, you know, it's 8, 9. Yeah, it was about. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a handful. Put it that way.
I think it's five. Yeah, I think it's somewhere around there. Yeah.
A handful, just like that photo. That chick got a handful of the tits.
Oh, she got a handful of tits in her hand. That's what she got. She got a handful of. Oh, I see this one chick in the gray holding her mouth like, oh, I've been bad. You goddamn right you've been bad, girl. That's right.
You know what the worst thing is, man?
Let me show you my surprise.
I tell you, the worst thing is we can't share these fucking photos. And that's what pisses me off with the world.
No, can't.
Because my ass gets fired. You know what? If people want to see this chick, all you got to do is contact us and we'll send you a little email.
You ain't even at work and you still get fired if you post her photos? Man, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Australian rules, man. I tell you.
No, look, I wouldn't want to upset her. But you know what? I tell you what. The fact will be straight out. We get like shirts and shit made up. I am definitely asking her because she's model material. All right.
I was gonna say, they're 18. They might like that shit. They'll be like, oh, you talking about me on your little show there? It'd be like, yeah, it's a little show, but it's something
little, in my pants. Fucking little. This shit ain't little. This is fired up. This is gonna be.
I'm gonna say, it's five goddamn shows in a row.
See, the thing is, we get nominated, you know what, and it's by miracle win. I get this guy up to him and say, you know what? You kind of won a podcast the world, girl. He said, why? Yeah. Because we spoke about a whole show about you, girl.
You know, it sucks that we had to release each episode one by one, because you know what I did? I would have just made it one big-ass show.
Yeah, it would have been a fucking crazy fucking length show, but it would have been awesome.
Yeah, we should have just edit all of them together and just make one big-ass show out of it. It would have made no fucking sense whatsoever.
Because I would have dropped that, all of a sudden we're talking about fucking Melissa McCarthy. Bang, drops that straight away, talking about work. And tits, which is normal. Yeah,
Melissa McCarthy and tits. That doesn't go in the same sense.
No, that's not a good combination. Not at all.
No, not at all. Whatever. Matter of fact, I would feel insulted to talk about, you know, and then we'll get into our action figures, and then we'll talk about these girls, too.
Oh, that can be a new action figure.
Oh, I see action. Those be the chicks that come with the P1 box. Oh, yeah. Pull my string and say, I got a surprise for you, girls. And they just run away saying, no. And I'd be like, yes.
Yes, with running action.
Yeah, yes, with running man action sequences.
Look, I didn't even that place I work, it is an amazing place. You either get women like that or people threaten to fucking kill you, which is even more hilarious.
You know, they're 18. You know they like us talking about them. They like that shit. They like it. They're like, damn.
Yeah. You know, it's either that or it's creepy. One of the other.
Especially once they find out our age, they'd be like, wow, that's creepy or whatever. We thought they were younger.
Maybe. let me give you a little tip. 18-year-old boys or, you know, 25-plus-year-old men. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, boys don't really count.
Now, granted, when I see titties, I become an 18-year-old boy, but still.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? Yeah, boys, and then you got men. Me and P1, we are, well, boys, yeah, but with bodies of men.
I thought you were going to say we are men, and then next you know you catch, we should, as a matter of fact, that should be like a commercial we do, be like, you can get with 18-year-old boys, but we're men here, and then next you know you zoom the camera out, and you see us just laid back in a chair at a strip club.
That's when you can have the money in your pants and go, hey, stripper, I got so few in my pocket here.
Toast each other's glasses off while the strippers go down and be like, yep.
I tell you what, we're men. I'm believe it or not, next week sometime, I'm filming the very first Fire It Up commercial.
Oh, God, yes. I'm telling you, I was thinking about this a lot last night when we got done recording. I was like, man, Fire It Up has so many ideas for commercials and shit, because I do like that stripper one where I was just like, we are men or whatever. And then it just ends, this paid commercial is paid by the Fire It Up crew. Everything was free.
The bands just come and grab us.
If you don't like Fire It Up, go fuck yourself.
The bands just come grab us out of the bands just grab us out of the strip club and fucking throw us out on the pavement.
Yeah, especially when they see them cameras in there, they'd be like, "Oh shit,
what the fuck you guys doing here?" It's like, yeah, we're just relaxing, having a good time.
I ain't even tipped that bitch anyway. Shit, she got a wooden leg.
But yeah, we're gonna, you know, I'm so tempted just to make a Fire It Up like lingerie line and go, hey baby, do you want to model some of this for us?
I got a Fire It Up award. You know, we need to just buy that award that you sent.
Oh yeah, that flaming award. That's really cool.
And just lie and say, man, our show's so good, they made an award after us. You know,
wait, we talking about? We are gonna name an award after us.
The Fire It Up award.
Look, tell you
this
what,
shit wins it.
If this shit wins, I tell you what, we are definitely. I am gonna somehow find that trophy, buy that shit. And we're going to give one out every month or so. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to give it to the first one goes to these chicks right here.
Oh, that's yeah. I got a feeling every week I'll be winning it. Just something else.
And then we'll send them the first Fire It Up care package, which just has nothing but a condom and my phone number in it.
That's a long way. Yeah, but he's got to have a plane ticket too. As well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you pay her own fucking plane ticket. She should be happy I even gave her that.
Hey, tell you what, if I ever get the chance to say, hey, do you want to go travel to LA? Go, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll take you to the Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom? I got my Neverland Ranch all for her right here. Oh, wait till your dad hears this episode.
Oh, he knows her.
I love how when he said that, every show after that has became even more
the most sexist horrible. You should have been there in the car when he told me that. Like, you know, it's like, I don't really like Fire It Up. Like, why? You know, like, it's sexist and degrading to women, and like, I couldn't even finish a show, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Like, I wish you'd have been driving so you could have just turned it on and made him listen to it. He'd have jumped out the car and shit like rolling. Like, can't fucking listen to this now.
At first, you're not like, you know, you're actually not sure whether or not to be insulted by it or proud of it. Yeah, you were
proud of it.
I'm fucking proud of this shit.
When you said he said it was degrading, I was like, oh my God. Oh, that sounds like a show I need to hear.
I was like, God, but we've hit a new level.
Yeah, I was like, man, we're working on something new here. I've never heard those words in the same sentence before. I'm honored. I want to shake your father's hand now.
If the people of the Podcast Awards are listening to this show particularly, if you want to see that chick, I'm happy to send you the photos. Oh, if we're going to win us any awards.
That would be funny if this be the show that they listen to decide if we would not be like, wow.
Yeah, what? Well, I guarantee they ask to see those photos. Mate, like that. It's victory.
It'd be funny if it's three chicks on the judge, too. Whatever. They'd be like, ah, oh, that's whack.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, if the women will send photos of you and me.
Oh, you know what? That'd be even more awesome, because they'd be like, the reason why Fired Up didn't win is because we all were offended by it.
Because we're sexist.
Like, yes!
Like, knocked back from the Podcast Awards itself because we're sexist. Proud.
We disqualified them just for being so sexist.
You think, every time we do something, I swear to God, there is a God, because the audio last show was fucked up, and no reason why. It sounded perfect when you and me were recording. Moment it goes upload, like, you motherfucker.
And the thing is, I do tests on my mics before every recording and shit like that. So, I was just listening to it before we started. I was like, God damn, what the fuck is that about?
It sounds like you're in a fish tank kind of thing. It's weird. I mean, it's listenable, but at the same time, it's like, God damn, that's a fucking good show, too.
We never have this problem on the recaps.
No.
never have any of these problems on the recast. Fired up, nothing but problems.
No, every other show, perfect. You and me on a show? It's like, whatever, like, gremlins are in these computers, like, God gets the message down to them, look, fuck this show up as much as you possibly can. We can't have these guys win an award. Their egos will just go off the chart.
And we can't say it's a certain day to do it, because we've been doing it every day for this week, so...
And you know what? If by any chance, it doesn't matter, you win any award for any show, I'm going to get a shirt made up with an arrow just saying, pointing to our heads, and just, like... On, like a shirt with an arrow pointing up and just saying podcast award winner. Fuck me.
Oh, you know what I want to? I want, I got the perfect shirt made too, whatever. It's going to be us sitting in the Game of Thrones chairs.
Oh, yes.
And then the fire circles around it with halos on our head.
And God on his knees handing us grapes. And Jesus.
Yeah. God on his knees handing us the award.
And Jesus with like those big leaves calling us off.
And Jesus on the back of the shirt.
No, he was like,
on the back of the shirt with his arms like shrugged up, like, I never would have guessed it.
And we could have like Joseph and Mary as our footrests.
Yes! Jesus' little baby crib.
That's where you're keeping your alcohol, just with like a bunch of ice in his crib.
And that's like, where I keep CJ's baby at.
And we're just holding microphone. You know what, Craig? That's a good idea for a poster, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. You know what? Actually, you know what? We gotta start getting into advertisements anyway for this podcast shit. Might just have Craig make that. It'd be like sitting us in the Game of Thrones chair, put some halos in our head, and then the fire just circles around us.
But I do love the idea of God on his knees though, feeding us. That's just I'm like Jesus a footrest.
Craig's gonna tell us I can't make that guy.
And then we'll be like, yes, now we've really made it to a level where Craig can't even draw a photo.
I want God to be handing us the award.
Oh, yeah. And having, like, the Roman troops whipping him. Hand it over.
Oh, it'd be like that Dio album cover for Holy Diver.
Oh, yeah.
Where the pastor is, like, swimming through the waters of hell, and the devil's standing above him with the whip in his hand. Shit. Like, oh, that's one of the baddest-ass fucking album covers you'll ever see.
I'm trying to picture it. I know the group. I'm just trying to... You got that fucking photo somewhere? I'll look that shit up. What was it?
Yeah, let me check it. I'm going to look it up for you, man.
Oh, sorry. I'm still looking up this chick. Oh, my God. She's not wearing...
The same here. That is definitely one of my favorite album, like, rock... Well, Dio's one of my favorite metal artists or whatever. It sucked when he died or whatever, and died of that fucking stomach cancer shit, because that dude bad... That was a badass...
Oh, he did the... Yes, he did die of stomach cancer. That's right.
Oh, that shit sucked, too. I was like, I heard how shit was eating his ass up. And, oh, man, this post is even better than what I thought. Look at it now. Hold on, let me send you this real quick. Oh, Fired Up. Man, I bet Dio would be perfect for Fired Up.
Yeah, a bit late. But
maybe you can dig
better late than never.
Wait a minute, didn't I say that last week when I was like, he could do the intro song?
Like, actually, you did. Actually, you did, too. Oh, let's check this shit out. So I'm still looking at that chick.
I don't blame you. I got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a badass poster, isn't it?
Woo! That's a cool shot, actually.
We gotta have something like that, you know. Man, Dio would have been fucking perfect for a He-Man movie.
Yeah, actually, could see that. A bit like now.
Dio's voice was perfect for some Castle Grayskull shit like that or whatever and stuff. Like, if there's ever been an artist that can fit, like, a TV property or something like that, it was Dio and He-Man.
Yeah, he could have been buddy, yeah. Good narrator voice.
Oh, Jesus!
He could have narrated the intro to Fire It Up.
Fuck you. He's got this song called, The Last in Line. That shit's like 8 minutes. Man, that shit would have been perfect on fucking him sitting on his throne and shit. I'm telling you, man. When you got some mythical shit like that going, even the Game of Thrones shit, you throwing some D on that shit, man, I'm telling you right now. Or even that intro you had for The Last Darkness. Where,
oh, yeah, the one from Berserk, yeah.
Yeah, that one from Berserk, man. I'm telling you, that kind of shit for me gets my ass pumped. And it was early when I listened to that, and I was like ready to drive the car off the road and shit. And be like, fuck yeah!
Well, please don't do that, because we need you around.
Yeah.
Because I can't win no award on myself. I'm fucking hopeless.
Cody would be too drunk to do it. So.
Oh, I just found photos of the other chick. Oh, God.
Oh, God. One in the gray?
No. This is another chick that, yeah, it's a long story.
How many fucking hot chicks do you work with? God damn.
I don't work with her. She works in the same center. So.
I got a center for her.
I'll show you this little photo of her. This is what went on a trip. You know what? Funnily enough, they look kind of similar. Just,
oh, that's even better then. Perfect. Twins.
I just realized, damn, they actually look kind of similar, but.
You know what goes with, you know what, Dio also goes well with hot chicks too, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, fuck Dio, for the hot chicks, but it's just for the last man.
Take your clothes off!
There ain't no sharing, Dio and me, man.
Oh, holy diver, you just take your clothes off right now.
You know, I'm starting to agree with people, yeah, we are rather sexist. But
whatever. Hey, fuck it.
Hey, I'm not insulted by it because a lot of the times, you know what? I know how to treat a woman nice. I just like to make fun of the situations. That's all.
I know how to treat them nice when I fucking feel like it. Yeah. Hey, get on my fucking nerves. Yeah.
You're good to Mrs. P1. I know you.
Yeah, I only beat her like twice a week. Yeah.
Twice? Shit, I thought you'd be a 4 times a week, man.
Nah, I gotta take breaks. You know, my hands gotta rest. You know, gotta get ready for the next week beating.
I was gonna say, you gotta keep your hand healthy for your own self, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I gotta use his hand. Check this song out right here, though. This shit would have fit perfect on He-Man.
All right, let's listen to this, man. Crank that shit up.
Don't talk to strangers. I'm telling you, Wayne, make a He-Man trailer with this song in the background.
Oh, yeah.
It amps up perfectly.
Hey, I know who'll be my Teela. I'll be casting her. Yeah, hey, do you want to put on this skippy little outfit, baby?
All you got to do is get that scene from the first Thor where he gets the hammer out of the stone and the lightning strikes it.
When me and my brother were watching the first Thor and that scene happened, I just went, fucking He-Man, rip off guys. And Luke just looks at me, knowing before I even say the words, you see the hand stretch out, bolt of lightning come down. He looks at me, without me noticing him looking, I'm like, fucking He-Man, rip off piece of shit.
I have the hammer!
And who was it who sent me? Oh, CJ sent me the guy fucking writing the new He-Man. Oh my God.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Who was it again? What did he write before that? I remember. It was Kick-Ass 2, right?
Yes, I was trying to remember myself. Yeah, the guy wrote Kick-Ass 2, I'm like, oh, you know what?
I'm sorry, Kick-Ass 2 has some horrible writing. I mean, as far as goofy shit goes, yeah, but
He-Man all depends on how serious you take it. If you do it corny and cheesy, it's gonna be shit. It needs to be on the level of like a Dark of Game of Thrones style, but not obviously to that level. But
I was gonna say, yeah, I think it needs to be on the level of Game of Thrones, but you can't be raping bitches. You know?
No, you can't be having sex with raping bitches or that violent, but you can be aiming for that kind of that serious tone of that world. Because if you just do another Lord of the Rings shit, it's just gonna be fucking Lord of the Rings again and The Hobbit, and people are over this shit.
Yeah, are you sure about that? Because Sammy made that a number one.
Because Sammy's a fucking idiot. Sorry, Sammy, I love you, but my God. Yeah, shit straight.
Yeah. When someone told me her reason, it was just like, I love the book, so therefore I love the book. I was like, what?
Actually, I love the books. There's only one Hobbit book, for fuck's sake, not three movies.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, you missed that embarrassing moment in that last Hobbit movie, too, where it's just like, oh, when the elf was crying over the dwarf, and she's like, is this what love feels like? And then the elf king came and told him, he was just like, it only hurts because it's that real kind of love. And she just screamed out, he's like, no! It's just like, I was like, what in the hell is this?
When did this turn into Days of Our Lives? Or Young and the Restless?
I was like, damn, Titanic didn't even go this far. I mean, oh, shit.
Don't even mention Titanic. That's still James Cameron's worst fucking film.
That was the funniest film. What are you talking about?
The only reason that film was any good is it was like a perfect date film for Bring a Chick.
I was going to say, that shit was hilarious. Even that iceberg hit them white people. Those people was like us, though. Come on now. They were like us.
You remember you mean?
The first line that was said before they got on that boat?
I can't remember that fucking film. I remember it hits an iceberg, and that's about it.
They said this: This ship is unsinkable. God himself couldn't sink this ship.
Oh, gee. Yep. You know, we should use that as, you know what? We should put that in the intro of the show.
God himself couldn't sink this ship.
You know what? But he'll sure fucking try.
Yeah, that's why I admire those people, because they had the balls to do it. They had the balls.
But you imagine if you and me were on the Titanic, man. You imagine that.
I'd have been the first nigga on that lifeboat then. I'd be like, get the hell out of my way.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to be. Because a lot of people froze to death and died anyway on those boats. I would find the hottest chick and say, you know what, if you're going to die, let's just have one last biggest fucking orgy and go down with the boat.
That's why I love the that one old dude where they were just like, sir, would you like a life jacket? He was like, no, but I'd like a brandy and a cigar. And I was just like, yes!
Yeah, that's how you go out. You fire it up.
Yeah, you fired. He was like, I came dressed in my best, and I plan on dying in my best. But I would like a brandy and a cigar. I was like, yes, that guy's badass.
you imagine? Oh my god! Like, was it the band still playing the fucking music as the fucking? Like, what the hell are you thinking?
Captain said we gotta lighten the mood, so let's lighten the mood.
our version of Titanic would have like Dio playing. And it'd be like,
you know, I'd have walked up to that band and be like, you guys know any Ronnie James Dio real quick? Would have kicked this in.
As the boat sink.
We would have been like Beavis and Butthead just rocking out on the couch and shit.
Yeah, you and me would go down with the ship, because you'd imagine, even if we got on the lifeboats, they'd fucking throw our ass overboard. They wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, especially when they find out you're black and Australian, they'd be like, oh, hell no.
They wouldn't be able to they'd use us as an anchor.
You know me.
Man, oh, you might be want to listen to shit, then.
I'm real.
I'm real. I'm a warrior.
I'm a warrior. That's what Dio sounds. Dio sounds like the booty warrior.
You know, I never actually saw that clip until the other day. I've always heard about it. That guy looked like fucking Urkel. He's a weird, pumped-up fucking Urkel raper.
Which one did you see? Did you see the animated one for the Boondocks? Or did you see
afterwards, but I watched the original clip. I've never seen it. I always heard it. But never seen the original clip.
Oh man, that original clip is some scary shit, because they play that music in the background where it's like, duh, that's just like, damn, they trying to make this a horror movie or something?
You think he's joking? He's deadly serious. He's like, I love booty. I'm a warrior. It's like, okay, you think he's doing this as a joke, but no, he's being interviewed, and he's like, you know what? Even the camera crew coming, you know, I felt their asses up and all this shit. Like, oh my god.
And he said, not dare any of them to say anything, too, because he was like, you know what? I tell you, if I want it, then I take it, whatever. He's like, no, and I got a message for all you pretty light-skinned motherfuckers out there, whatever, it's Cody.
But anyway, he's talking about, you know, the people today, how they wear their pants low and all this shit. He's
he's talking about gangbangers. He was just like, he's like, y'all think that's a style, but I'm going to tell you right now, you come up in prison with that, man, and that's just an invitation to get up in your butt.
And you know what? That's exactly what he said. And I was like, you know what? My fucker, I would have the highest, I would have my pants around my chin. That was the case.
My pants would be so high up to my neck that you'd be like, well, damn, how the hell you get up in that? And they even showed a clip of him walking up on a dude. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this one dude that I liked, and I walked up on him, and I told him, I said, hey, Chris, you know, I like you and I want you. Now we can do this easy way or the hard way. And he was like, he chose the easy way because he knew better. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, which makes me think, he's obviously a dangerous motherfucker, too. If people just yell, give in.
I mean, of course he's a dangerous one. You remember that in the Boondocks one? He went to jail over booty.
No,
he told Chris Hansen, "You can go ahead and bring them cops and cameras. It don't make me no difference. I'm gonna get that booty." Like that's some dedication.
But I don't understand. Like, if you're gay, you're gay. But I even how desperate I would ever want to be for sex, I could not fuck another man in the ass. Ever.
No. Ever. Especially because most prison inmates, they go, they still claim, hey, we straight still. It's like, well, what?
No, you're fucking not straight. And they always say, oh, but when you're deprived of sex for so long, motherfucker, I've been deprived of sex for long enough. I can last forever.
He did say that. He was just like, you know, we all have sexual desires and stuff in here. And,
that can be sounds like Morgan Freeman.
It was Morgan Freeman, that's why. Did you see the part where he was just like, I am the CEO and sponsor of Booty Juice. He's like, booty?
He's serious about that shit.
He was like, booty juice? What is that? He was just like, when the suds roll off a crack of a man's ass, you just grab it and then you put a little bit of cinnamon in it, you know? What?
Oh, jeez.
So you drinking soap off a man's ass?
But like, if I could have a guy's ass or have those chicks' ass, it's not going to be a hard choice. I'm sorry.
The choice is yours.
I'll be like, oh, fucking see you later. I know where I'm going.
That dude, I'm not going to lie. Put him in those fucking scare straight programs in schools.
Oh, he's like, no, crime would be eliminated forever. You know what? You don't need dread. Dread don't need to exist. Have the booty warrior walking around.
I tell you this right now. If I was in school and that dude walked down my aisle in class and was talking this shit, I'd have been fucking shaking. I'd have been like, oh, shit.
You won't need 10 years in the ISO cubes if he just got his way.
Yeah, fuck, I'd rather stay 10 years in ISO.
Yeah, I was going to say. Lock me in with Ice Cube as much as you want.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't give two shit. You lock me in. You can put me in Oscar's trash can if you wanted to before I fucking stay a prison cell with this nigga.
Poor old Oscar. He hasn't appeared for a while. We've kind of forgotten about a little Oscar, a little mascot.
You know, he's on the run from Liam Neeson.
He's to run from Liam Neeson. You know, he might be hot.
We met Police Johnson.
Okay.
A long time in who practices a very different.
He's walking so calm. Tell me, that's the thing. He's like,
that music.
Well, we have such a desire, right? So you got a bunch of men locked up in one place. All of them get hard. All of them got sexual desires. So
just jerk off, then.
I was going to say, you have two hands, man.
Somebody's going to have to give us
some
booty.
He sounds like a gay Morgan Freeman. I really think he's Morgan Freeman.
This dude straight up said, we got desires, so somebody's going to have to give us some booty.
I'm just like, what? He even openly admits to the guards, you get close enough, he'll take it.
Yeah, and he's just like, what they going to do? What they going to do? He's just like, you guard, not like you. I filled up one of their butts, too.
He's pretty much said, I'm in here for a long time. There ain't nothing more you can do to me.
Man, can you imagine if you went to the prison to go talk or meet with someone, and then this dude just like, hey, I see you right there, and you just be like, a guard?
Good guard. I'd walk in with I'd go to that jail with a chastity belt on my ass, man.
You know he got released.
But the thing is, okay,
year.
What? I was about to say to you, this motherfucker wouldn't want to be released.
Yeah.
No, seriously, why would he want to be released? He's in heaven.
I was about to say, because I remember we was making fun of Cody on The Darkness, and he got on parole last March, if I'm not mistaken, last year March. So,
oh damn. I hope you're not listening to the show, man.
And by the way, people, he's in California, so.
Oh, thank God I'm in Australia.
I wear chastity belts every time I walk out this motherfucker, fear of running in this motherfucker. Hey, I told you I like them light-skinned niggas now. You come over here now and bring that booty.
Yeah, that's why we have resident Cody.
Memorable story that the police told us was about the place and importance that booty has in a maximum.
I just love that. Booty.
And he went on about it and on about it. In his prison, booty. Booty was more important than food.
Damn.
A man's butt.
You can't live off a man's ass. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. He said, I'm serious. Booty.
Having some booty.
Look at that music.
Was more important.
That music, man, is killing me.
I like booty.
No shit.
I was going to say, really? I never would have guessed from your comments.
I love how he keeps pausing, though, in between, and just be like, it's more important than water. Then he just pauses, and that music cranks up, and he just go like, I like booty. It's like, no shit.
That's the point. It sounds like if I didn't know that was real, I would believe it was like Morgan Freeman in a trailer for a film. Like, he's promoting a film, yeah. Because, as you say, it's like he's acting. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's more important than food. Pause.
Career. What's left of
it. Anyway. That's going to be his next film. He plays The Booty Warrior.
Fleece Johnson is released. Morgan Freeman telling the true story of The Booty Warrior.
You get busy booty or you get busy dying. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. We can do it the easy way and the hard way. It is yours, man.
Yeah, Idris Elba, we found your new role, man.
Hey,
damn dare you to say something. I've got no shame in my game. It's just nothing that I'm ashamed to admit. I am what I am. But I'm a warrior, too. You know?
I'm a warrior.
That's what kills me about that shit is I'm not ashamed of what I did now. I'm a warrior. It's like, what?
I tell you what, have you ever seen the Warriors movie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be saying, boy, yeah, Warriors come out to play.
Man, if they ever remake the Warriors, get this dude to do that narration. It could Warriors be. Come out and play.
And you know who that motherfucker was who said that line?
Was it?
That's T-Bird.
T-Bird, yes!
That's T-Bird. It's you, buddy.
If people don't know, Warriors is one of my all-time favorite films, actually. I fucking love that movie, and my God, Fleece Johnson would be perfect for that. You imagine if the Warriors come out to play, and then they just hit the corner, and you see Fleece Johnson leading them.
I can't see anyone else but T-Bird playing that role. He played that role perfectly. David Kelly?
Whole crew should have been perfect.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, that is a Warriors. But you know what? That is a good casting choice. We'll put Cody as like the guy. Who's the guy gets shot? The main guy that starts the whole fucking war.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in so long, and it's a shame because I remember loving the hell out of that.
Hey, you know what? Next time you do another review, there you
go. I'm about to say, I don't even know where to find that motherfucker. Maybe I'd buy that motherfucker. Yeah,
I got the fucking. You know, I put that on DVD without even watching it.
They made a video game of that shit.
And actually, I heard it's quite good. As like a tie-in.
I never played it, and I never read anything on it.
They're doing the sequel, Booty Warriors. Come out to play. Yeah,
Booty Warriors. This dude straight up ended that interview. It's just, I want my story to be told. I'm a warrior.
But I can't understand. In some ways, we have to get get one of the gay podcasters to come on the show and explain what is the attraction to a male ass. A female ass, like you said, that girl in the great, that is just like a thing of beauty. But the guy's ass is hairy and horrible. Like, what is the attraction?
We can get Fleece Johnson on here to explain that.
No. hey, he's in California. He can come and stay at your place while you're recording.
That's right. He's just like, let me turn on my Skype video chat now. Why don't I turn y'all's on too? Without? Oh, okay. I see what I'm working with now. He tells Wayne, I like you. I want you.
I'll say, fuck off, I'm in Australia.
He'd be like, well, guess what? Look behind you.
That's the same, a door opens up. I'm like, how the fuck you do that?
You see your dad and brother and Adelia tied up in a chair going, oh, why?
That's been my dad for saying, this is for you being so sexist. I invited a guest over.
Oh, yeah, Wayne. His dad invites him over and be like, hey, Wayne, I met a buddy of yours. Told me he was looking for you.
Can't be like, you fucking bastard.
He'd be like, hey, Wayne, shit, I hear you a warrior. I'll show you what a warrior means now.
You know what? And you know what? That'd be the first kind of action I'd get in a fucking long time.
You start playing with your swords and shit and be like, I see that you like weapons, huh? Well, I have a very long weapon for you now. Now bend over.
It's not as sharp, but as sure as pointy.
I'm just trying to get his infatuation with ass. That's what with a man's ass.
I just don't get it. I know a lot of gay people. You know, men and women. Women, for some reason, I can understand the attraction for females and females, because some guys in this world are assholes, and women understand women well. So I get the attraction. But with men, I don't understand how you can be attracted to that. But you know what? Good luck to you, as long as you're not hurting anyone. As long as you're probably hurting your partner by sticking your dick in their ass, but you know.
but they like that, though.
They like that shit.
The booty warrior is just like, I'm not here for no attraction or nothing like that. I just want your booty. That music, I like booty.
I would rather fuck. I put a hole in the wall and just fuck that rather than fucking. I just don't understand.
Shit, the booty warrior would be like, oh no, you ain't gonna be fucking me. I'm fucking you.
That's the other thing. I tell you what. You imagine, okay, if you're the giver, at least you're getting some out of it. But if you're the receiver, all you're getting is a dick in your ass. That is not exactly
pain.
I'm like, what? How is that enjoyable?
I'm about to say for men, when we fucking women, that's not pain for us. So I don't understand how you can be able to take one and be like, oh, that's part of the pleasure is the pain. It's just like, unless you're P1 and as nasty as I am, then that's the only way I can see you liking pain now.
But even there are a lot of women that enjoy it as well. Like, and I'm like, okay, I don't see how the dick in your ass is going to be as pleasurable, but you know what? Hey, the choice is yours.
Yeah, the choice is... Now, I shouldn't probably say this because I'm a nasty motherfucker now. I'm not going to lie. I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Really?
I'm not going to say...
I never would have gathered that. And yet, yeah, Mrs. P1 is still with me.
I'm like the booty warrior. I just pause for a second and go like, I'm a nasty motherfucker.
You know what? If you win the podcast award, that should be your speech.
I have you crank that music up and I'm like, I'm a nasty motherfucker.
And instead of saying I'm a warrior, I'm a podcaster.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Now, I can say this because Mrs. One isn't here right now.
Oh, lucky.
But, you know, sometimes when we're in the moment, sometimes I look at her and go like, my God, I want to do something dirty as fuck to you right now, but it just feels like I shouldn't do it. But, you know, just once.
So she doesn't allow you to.
Well, last time I told her to choke me. I don't know why, but, you know.
Hey, you know what? I don't think a lot of people want to fucking choke you out there. after these fired ups, they want to choke me as well.
I hope it's your little friend right there in that picture.
Oh, mate, she can choke me anytime she fucking wants. She can choke certain parts of me, too.
I got something in my pants. She can choke
me. Yeah, what worries me is that she's actually going to listen to the show, and she'll know who the fuck it is.
Awesome! That's what I'm about to get. Hey, baby, you can give me a call at 310. No.
Yeah, it's either going to have one effect where it's like, never talk to me ever again, or it's like, hey, I really like that show. It's like, oh, really? No.
Sometimes, Wayne, with women, you got to take chances. And I think this is the big chance right here.
And then your next show, Wayne has lost his job.
Now living with P1 in America.
Yeah, now living with a fucking booty warrior.
Hey, you living with a nasty motherfucker. That's what
you know, hey, you know what, guys? Yeah, we're nasty bastards, but so are some women, all right? Some women are some funky shit, okay?
Oh, yeah. I know some dirty-ass women that do some dirty shit. Nah, I swear, I like it.
And to be honest, this chick, she got that innocent, cute side, but there's that bit of darkness to her.
You kept telling me that, but every time I looked at those photos, I was like, yeah, she got a little bit of a wild side to her. I see it. I see the wildness. I see darkness all over her.
You know what? We've all got a bit of darkness. We've all got a bit of fire up in us. And we're all not worth a kick in the ass. So.
Yeah, I'd love to spread my darkness all over her and not even shed two shits of it. But
I know I'm biased, but Australian women, they're some gorgeous women. America got some beautiful women, but you got a lot more out there. There's like a lot more variety.
Yeah, but it's too much variety. Well, it's never enough. Whatever.
See, the thing is,
but, you know, every woman I've seen from Australia so far, though, has been fucking hot.
Oh, they're gorgeous. But the thing is, the difference is we have all like the blonde bombshells, you know, blue eyed girl. In America, you get the Latinos. So when I go over there, I see all these Spanish chicks, and I'm like, oh, damn, I'm missing this in Australia. Because
Spanish chicks are exotic. That's what it's about.
The thing, and you very rarely get that here. So when I go over to America any trip, I just see all these Spanish chicks, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Damn, that must be, like, because Spanish chicks, everybody knows that's my favorite or whatever, but shit, for you, since you don't never see it, that must be your fucking love.
Man. Oh, it's like when you don't eat for a month your favorite food, and then you have it again for the first time, and it's almost, it's orgasmic, straight away.
You should have, when me and Cody, we went to this club in October, and there was this older Latin chick there who had a body like a fucking goddess, dude. I think I told this story before, but
No, tell it again, please. Tell it again, please. I'm going to close my eyes and just listen.
She kept coming near me, like, shaking her ass or whatever and stuff, looking at me. And Cody was just laughing because he was, like, the look in my eyes or whatever. And he was just like, he looked like, he told me, he said, you look like you was going to harm that woman.
You would never harm any woman.
I wanted to whisper in her ear every time she came back, I'm a warrior.
I'm a warrior. You would never harm any booty.
Oh my God. I told Cody, I said, she just don't know. She just don't know.
I love that too. That's one thing I love with this is going to be another sexist show, but you know, who gives a shit?
Yeah, obviously. It's
but I love that when women are so ignorant, they don't realize the effect they're having on some men. And they're like, it's just harmless flirting. But to you, yeah. To us, it's sending out a signal saying, I'm ready to go.
Oh, that goes back to that statement you made about Gotham. It's just like, don't judge me. I'm not a whore. It's just like, well, you know what? You're correct. You're not a whore. But I'll tell you this. You sure are dressed like one. Yeah. So, therefore, I'm going to treat you like one.
You're not a whore, but you're using cunt. So, yeah, it makes you still a bitch.
I don't know why guys are always staring at me. I don't know. Maybe it's because you always got your tits hanging out. What do you think?
Well, it's just like this chick with work. It's one of those things where she knows we're looking. I mean, she hardly wears a bra. And even the guys older than me always say, see her tonight at work? I'm like, yeah, she's not wearing a bra. I'm like, yeah, I don't really need to know this because I'm trying to work here. I'm trying to actually pack. Yeah. I can't actually work with a fucking hard on any fucking pants going on.
I knew a guy one time in my old job that said, this chick that I was talking to, he was just like, he's like, man, if you get that, he's like, I want you to know this. I would leave my wife for that. I was like, damn. Shit. It was an older dude, too. He's like, I'd leave my wife. And I was like, well, damn, shit.
Ooh, see, this is why you can't. You don't get married unless you find the right one that you just don't want to leave. It's like the perfect person.
Well, before I moved in with Mrs. One, I told her to choke me, and she did. And I was like, yep, you're perfect. Let's go. You know how to do what I tell you to do. That's perfect.
You realize that Michael Hutchins died from doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You know, that's how I want to go out dying. Hands wrapped around my throat, someone on top of me.
Didn't David Carradine die choking as well?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Wasn't he in like a closet or some shit wearing fucking women's lingerie or something, choking himself? Yeah. Just remember, people, that was the guy who played Kung Fu.
Hey, it's either that or you get your dick chopped off by these women. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, just that story with that Asian guy had his dick get cut off twice by his wife. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And seriously, what happened was he was having an affair, naturally, so she cut off his dick. Anyway, went to hospital, they sewed it back on. While he was in the sleep, she came in and chopped it off again and threw it out the window.
Oh, God. Well, it wasn't nothing there in the first place to chop off. He's Asian, but, you know, still. She did him a favor. That thing was in his way.
You're talking about fucked up individuals. Those Japanese, you see their animes, you know they're fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I know they fucked. I'm telling you this right now. You chop my dick off, you might as well. If you can't give me a metallic one that I can swing around and shit like that, then you can just kill me right there. I'm matter of fact, I'm giving the credit because I don't think Ms. P1 has the balls to do it. So I'm giving the credit to Wayne in my will. If I lose my dick, you can just pull the fucking plug. There you go.
Yeah, that's a long way to travel just to kill you.
You know damn well you'd be up for it. You'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll do it.
And I just go into your house, take the podcast to one, go, yep, I'm done. I've killed him.
Fuck
take
this shit. Back. He'd be like, hey, he still gets a bag and just start putting all my shit in it. He'd be like, I'm taking this with me, too. I'll fucking haunt your ass, dude.
Yeah, but didn't they say, you know, like when people lose an arm or a leg, they have like a ghost limb for a while where they feel like it's still there? You imagine that being your dick.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Like you reach down, there's nothing there. That would just freak me out.
If I can't stroke my dick or fuck it, then something wrong. I can't live no more. There's no purpose for you to live no more.
This is why they need stem cell research to be, like, finally legalized instead of all these religious people stopping that shit.
Oh, stem cell research. That's the devil's work, man.
Good for him. You know what? Because, this is what I don't get. To save life. Like, why, if God was real, why wouldn't he allow us to use technology to save lives? You know? Oh, but it's using the stem cells of fetuses. Motherfucker, they're dead already!
Oh, because technology is the devil, man. See, back then, we didn't have all this fancy stuff. Good. That we had with
people. If you're religious, get rid of your iPhone. Get rid of your car. Get rid of your computer. Go live in a swamp, alright? Back in the old days.
Go live in the woods under an apple tree. There you go.
Apple tree, yeah, with a snake bite you on the crotch, you fucking
idiot. Bite you the fucking crotch because we developed all this person's sins. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that story sounds bullshit.
Okay, if technology is so evil, so fucking evil, why are you sending a goddamn religious text to P1 fucking up his day?
I was going to say, same goes for you. If the world is so evil or from the devil, then why would you post a sticker of religious artifacts on a motor vehicle that destroys the world?
Which is distracting for me. If I drove behind that, I would have ran off the road. Because I wouldn't
They say motor vehicles, the stuff that comes from them, they cause the world to fucking, the ozone layer, it fucks up the ozone layer, so therefore pollution. There you go.
Oh, fuck. You know, but, okay. Whoever created this girl, God or the devil, I'm siding with whoever one it was. If the devil did it, fuck, mate. Take my soul. Don't care. Just give me that, and I'm all good.
She must be Jesus. Put her up on the fucking cross, man. I'm telling you right now.
Any one of those girls on a cross, I'd be saving them.
She like some blue handcuffs too. I'd be like, what color you want? Pink or blue, girl? Which one you want? She look like she like to be tied up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a good thought.
Yeah. There ain't no thought. That's a fact. I know she does. I tell her to. You know, I tell her to. You need to get on this show now. I got questions to ask, Wayne.
Oh, you just wait. Wait till we win the award. Then we can go up and say, hey, you know what? I'm a podcast to win an award, and we want to invite you on the show, baby.
Yeah.
I will kid you not. We win the award. I will get the shirts made up, and Jill, I'll ask her to model them.
And then we'll get her on, and I'll drill her the hard question. I'll drill
her. drill her. I bet you would.
I drill all right. Yeah, I drill deep in there. Yeah, all up in there. only if you allow me, though. But no, remember me. No means yes.
No means yes. And the choice is yours.
The choice is always mine. Don't be mine. You don't have no choice. I'm letting you know this right now. You don't have no choice. Your choice is to say no, but eventually you're going to say yes.
You know, I'm really worried the podcast people listening to this show just thinking that maybe like my dad and I haven't even got halfway through this.
Yeah, they're probably like, they'd be like, damn, they sound like they're about to rape somebody.
But you know what? The choice isn't yours because the choice is to the voters. So, ha fucking ha ha.
Well, to get nominated, but as far as...
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, they choose the winner.
Well, so, if you're still listening, we love the podcast awards. We think they're great. The people who win them are fucking idiots, but still, you know, it can actually change now.
Yeah, it could change because you know what? It's under new management this year.
Oh, is it?
Yes, that's right. So it's different this time. Oh, that's why nominations didn't begin last year. It started this year because they were going through a whole new change, new website and all that stuff. So yes, people. They're under new management. They got new promoters and stuff like that. So things are going to be a little different this year. And Wayne, I think it's about time to wrap this up. We've been almost going for that hour mark now. So.
Yeah, it's amazing how one chick can almost fill a whole show.
it's amazing when you get P1 and Wayne talk about one chick for a whole show. Look,
and I'm serious, people. I mean, I know people are going to be asking who this chick is. I would love to show you, but I literally cannot because I will lose my fucking job.
Imagine the female Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, she's
there you go.
Words cannot
describe my head.
Words cannot describe how fucking good she is.
Female Chris Hemsworth, but shorter
and less muscles, because that's just kind of creepy.
Well, you take the muscles and just replace it with ass, and you know, shit like that.
She has got. Oh, look, I'll openly admit. No, I haven't even told her this. I haven't said you have got an ass on you, and it's gorgeous. Oh, really? But I really want to lose some weight because I'm...
Oh, you stupid! And
that was my thank you. First words. Before she even finished the sentence, I'm like, you're fucking stupid. Like, you're fucking gorgeous. What are you talking about?
If she still has that thought, you bring her on this show and I'll convince her otherwise.
Because that's right. Literally, she couldn't even finish that sentence. Like, oh, I'd like to lose some weight. Just go though. I'm like, no. I was like, no.
Like, you're stupid. Your child ahead?
Your child ahead, yeah. I remember just saying, just look at yourself. I'm like, well, I surely do, but you know, look at yourself. You tell me you're not fucking hot. Go away. Seriously.
Oh, no, that's that girl's great. You know what? She needs to come on the show now. Now she needs to talk to her old friend P1.
Uncle P1.
No, no, not uncle. No, I ain't incest now. No. let's say friend. How about that? Yeah.
The friendly P1.
Friends with benefits.
You know what the most fucked up thing? Half the people who have seen these posts at work and shit say, you know, who's the guy you record with? Oh, his name's, you know, Phenomenal 1P1. Like, that's his real name? I'm like, nah. They're like, what's his real name? I'm like, I don't know. Like, you've known him for how long? You don't know his real name? I'm like, just never ask him. He's like, why not? I'm like, to me, he's the Phenomenal 1.
I remember when Corey and Martin said that. And, you know, all the time I set up these spill events and stuff like that, they've always asked, hey, what's your name? I go, like, Phenomenal 1. They go, like, oh.
And the thing is, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I'm not going to mention it. But, like, to me, it's still just P1, Phenomenal 1. That's it. All it is.
After 4 years of saying it, it's just used to now, you know?
It is. It literally, like, when you sent out the, was it the New Year's? Was it the... Oh, you sent out New Year's
cards. It was New Year's, yeah, New Year's cards.
Cards, yeah. Cards. Okay, yes. Phenomenal 1, yeah, LA card. I'm like, oh, yeah. Just writing that shit out, just Phenomenal 1.
See that big ass picture of me grinning? It definitely has become a new persona, if you will, you know?
Oh, yeah, and you know what? It literally just rolls off. I mean, phenomenal is just too much to say, so I just say P1. It's just easier.
Yeah. P1, TPO, Phenomenal One, Phenom, I've been called. So, you know, I actually like that Phenom part. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn. I had a boss years ago. He used to call me that because I still was going by the Phenomenal. He'd be like, Phenom, what's going on, man? I'd be like,
oh. That sounds like a good name for a shirt or a tattoo.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it on my back, under my neck.
Yeah, see, you got to get that tattoo, and then you got to get a little fired up. I'm actually tempted. If we can win a podcast award, I'll get fired up somewhere.
You know what? If we do too, I'll get one as well. If fired up people, I'm saying it now. If fired up wins the podcast award in comedy or People's Choice, I want it to be People's Choice.
Or both? Now fuck it, both. We want both.
Yes. If we can do that, I will get fired up tattooed on me.
Yep, and I'll join you. Seriously, we'll get it done.
And then we'll get that T-shirt made of us sitting in the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that might cause a bit of controversy, but you know what? That's what this show's about. Because we're sexist. We're sexist deprived. Was it dishonorable?
We're like a dog chasing cars. We wouldn't know what to do with it if we caught it, you know? Yeah,
we'd fuck it.
Yeah. I'd be like, open up that gas tank, Wayne. I got something to put in it.
I got some sugar for you.
I got some oil for you.
Yes, that is literally pretty much an hour on the dot. Scott, yeah, trying to fuck us up as well.
Right on the dot, baby. Yes, like the warrior says, we warriors and we fired up.
Yep, and you know what? I think people, we've given you 4 or 5 shows back to fucking back day after day. It's gonna take a while for you people to catch up on all these shows. We're gonna probably take a little break for a bit because we've been giving you a fair bit of shows.
Oh, hell yeah, and this is supposed to be a bonus show like last night, so yeah, I don't know how I became... But you know what? I remember I put that poll up. This show won, obviously, the most their favorite podcast of 2014, even though it was only for December, which is funny.
It was 3 shows. Like, shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was like 3 shows at the time, and this one won. People's been loving it. Like you said, you get good feedback. I get good feedback. It'd be dominating on the Facebook stats. I mean, especially our Taken 3 review.
Yes.
That still's going up.
Yep. I say, like, even on the pod, like, I mean, not you uploaded on the movie spoilers. I uploaded on, you know, the not with a kick in the ass, Podomatic shit. And the ratings for, like, numbers have just exploded. It's crazy. Yeah. And it's fed across onto all the other shows. Like, even Darkness ratings have gone up on there. Not with kicking out all of it. So it's like, it's amazing. But one show can just slightly, like ripples in a pond. It just...
It was something, too, because in the past 4 years that we've been doing this, it was something that me and Wayne, we just realized, and not since December, me and you have never really done anything together.
And then that's the first question. We're like, you and Wayne never thought about doing this before? I'm like, yeah, we have. We just haven't. So it literally became, of all the ideas, what show can we do? And I was like, let's just do a show about nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at first it became about The Crow, and then we realized, wow, people actually like that show. So, you know, it was like, if only we could talk about The Crow every week.
Well, it was, because we would literally do this shit before we would finish and do, like, Gotham, whatever. So we would talk for half an hour, just like we are now. And then we never recorded any of that shit for so long. It's like, oh, let's just start recording it. People might want
to... some of the weirdest fucked up shit, too, and be like, hey, you know, we should record. And then I think... we got the idea of just doing it because, you know, we wanted to do it. Because obviously, like you said, before we get ready, we'd be waiting for Cody, Sammy, or CJ, or whoever it is and shit. And we'll be, like, probably 15 minutes waiting for them. We just record and start it earlier and go like, oh, damn, you know, there's some good shit right here. So
usually it's just us insulting them. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun.
Oh, and everybody knows CJ provides such great material for fucking...
He is like an endless supply of water.
God just sure did create him. That's for damn sure.
He fucked up a bit. He fucked up a bit, but he created a good man.
Oh yeah, there's water for everyone and with him. But but yeah, you know what? Now we can finally take a fucking break because my lord, woo.
Yeah, I mean, I've had an absolute blast doing these with you, man, day after day. But you know what? Sometimes you gotta have a little break from the fire.
Yeah, and sometimes the fire get worn out with that. And put, hey, people ain't gonna see it because remember we're gonna be back with Cody and CJ for the recap.
Yeah, we ain't going anywhere. And you know what? We're gonna put some logs in that fire, just let it settle for a bit, and then it's gonna burst into flames again to fire it up 10.
Oh, you wait. It is gonna burst into some huge fucking flames, especially with all the shit that's gonna be going on. Okay. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Hey, you know what? Forgot about that.
Yeah. Hey, when you got a hot chick on your screen, you ain't got no time for that. Whatever,
hey, fuck you, Tom.
Oh, people, like we said, we're getting out of here now. Yeah. Remember, keep telling people to go fuck off.
Just wait for the fired up first promotional video.
Yeah, that's right. And the t-shirts.
The t-shirts will happen, but I'm telling you, I'm doing a commercial. I'll be doing a video promoting the podcast awards, the vote. If we don't get nominated, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I really will be.
I'm planning on doing a video probably tomorrow as well, too. I was setting up my camera and shit.
Because I'll tell you what. Here you go, people. If we don't get nominated, yeah, we're going to do a bonus show. And my...
Oh, you're going to get bonus show.
And my God, is that going to be an angry show?
Yeah, it's going to be a pissed off show. You motherfuckers, you just said you wanted us. You said you loved us. Why don't you get on your knees and blow me?
Yeah, that'll be the start of it.
Yeah, that will be the start. It'll be Mel Gibson's.
Oh, that's gonna be sad. But
you were hitting me while I was holding your child. You fucking deserved it.
I hated that bitch too. She set him up. Set Mad Max up. How dare you?
I love that tape. Best tape ever. I'll tell you. That tape. I just wanted him to drive through that house with the Fury Road car.
You know what? That's the thing. After that, he was like, he really is Mad Max. He's fucked up.
That dude. Hey, but you know what? That dude's still a great actor.
No, like, Mel Gibson's nuts, but good director, great actor. You can't take that away from him. Might hate a lot of Jewish people, but hey, you know what? The choice is his.
Yeah, the choice is it. But, you know, I still hate him for that, just for simple fact. I expect him to be crazy in movies now. And the three movies I've seen him in since that incident, he just hasn't been crazy. I'm just like, oh, man, I kind of want to see
that. Yeah, I don't know if you're in the novice key. I said he was great in Expendables 3, but wasted.
Yeah, he was the best. They should have made him crazy. I was like, man, they should have made him ball shit. Actually, though, he was still great in that. And he had that Get Him the Gringo. He was good in that as well. But he just went crazy. I'm just like... Damn, this dude is normal now. What the fuck?
In some ways, I'm kind of hoping for a little cameo in Mad Max. I don't think it'll happen, but it'd be kind of cool if you just saw like some random desert guy in the wastelands who had no name, nothing, and it was just him. It'd be like, it's kind of cool. Won't happen.
As long as they don't do that fucking, what they did with Ash from Evil Dead in the remake, as long as they don't do that shit where he just walked in front of the camera and just waved and said, oh, goodbye, y'all. I was like, what the fuck?
See, I haven't seen that. I still haven't seen that shit.
Oh, Trump, you don't want to fucking see shit. If they're going to do a cameo with Mel Gibson, maybe they can be like, oh, Tom Hardy was his, you know, son or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people have said it. You know his wife died, but you never found out about his son. You assumed he died, but they actually told you. But then again, in the second movie, there's two graves. But it could have been anyone.
Yeah, it's his brother. There you go.
Yeah, it's his brother. You never knew about it.
Hey, it's his brother. It was his brother. Don't worry about it. No doubt. It was his brother. Well, people, we got to get the fuck out of here. What the fuck?
I know. It's like, hey, we've been an hour. Oh, whoop, an hour and 5 minutes now.
Oh, yeah. Probably even longer than that, because remember, Skype restarted.
Fucking cunt of thing. But yes, people.
Right, people.
Fire it up.
Remember it.
Oh, baby. See ya, people.